Hello, welcome to Thy Kingdom Come, Day 9. We're talking about the acoustic chambers of the Gospel, and today we're talking about merciful justice. What I said yesterday about beauty applies equally to justice. If the Gospel is all about God putting right what's wrong in the world, but if the people preaching the Gospel don't appear to care very much about working on at least some of the places where the world is out of joint, it won't be surprising if people don't take us very seriously. Now, of course, there are many justice issues touted around in today's world. There are too many, in fact. The word justice has been downgraded, and it's now in danger of meaning anything I'm annoyed about, or anything which other people do or say that I find hurtful. That's a shame, because it leads other people in turn to ignore the real issues of justice. We need to rehabilitate the word and also the concept. Justice means putting right that which is wrong. And for that to be real, we need to see and speak clearly of how God's wonderful world is meant to be and what might be involved in sorting it out. So my point here then is that if the church doesn't seem to care about putting right what's wrong in the world, if we're not concerned with the plight of millions of people made homeless by the ruthless actions of warlords and other tyrants, if we are not properly angry at the way in which women are treated in many parts of the world, if we stand idly by while rich bankers rake in compound interest on foolish loans made decades ago to irresponsible dictators and now passed on to their impoverished people, if the church is not concerned about any and all of this and much besides, why should anyone believe us if we say that God intends to put the whole world right and that he's launched this project in and through Jesus? So, if we are going to preach justification by faith, the glorious truth that God declares all who believe the gospel to be in the right as the sign and foretaste of the coming day when he will put all things right, how can we do so if we are paying no attention to that larger project itself? Perhaps that's why justification by faith has so often been co-opted to be part of a scheme which is simply and solely about going to heaven. That was never the case for Paul. So merciful justice, or perhaps a just mercy, is another aspect of the proper acoustic setting within which the gospel will be heard to mean what it ought to mean. And this emphasizes what already should be clear, that evangelism is the sharp edge of a whole church operation, the way of life of the entire people of God. Not everyone has the gifts and calling to be the kind of evangelist who can speak in large meetings, or even the kind who can help unbelievers find their own way into personal faith. But we are all involved in creating and sustaining the acoustic settings within which people with those particular callings can go about their work confident that what they say about the good news of Jesus will resonate with the wider world that their community is doing its best to embody.